In Chile, tonight's the night at the San Jose mine. Rescue efforts are now underway for the 33 men who've been trapped half a mile underground for more than 2 months. Authorities say they hope to have the first of the men out by the end of the night. Reporter Annie Murphy is at the mine site in northern Chile, and she joins us now. And Annie, I know anticipation there must be building. Bring us up to speed. What is being done at this point in terms of the rescue effort?
Right now, the rescue is underway. The government has sent down a test capsule. They're trying to see how the rescue shaft is going to react this time around. They tried it out yesterday, but they want to make sure the conditions today are in good shape. So you have people standing around. There's a lot of applause when the first test capsule went down. And now everyone is just waiting to see when they're actually going to start bringing the men up above ground. Lots of energy here, lots of anticipation. I don't think anyone's going to sleep tonight. It's very cold out, but people are drinking hot chocolate and tea and just very, very excited to see when the first man is going to come up above ground.
There's a huge international media presence where you are. You're one of hundreds of reporters there. Will the miners be emerging when they come above ground to thousands of cameras and microphones pointed in their faces?
No, it's all been incredibly controlled. We're very far away from where the miners actually are. And they have all the area where the miners will emerge from cordoned off, and it's blocked off with flags and shipping crates. So we actually can't see anything directly of what's going on. The state television channel will be there. They'll be filming. It'll be at a 30-second delay, and that feed will be going to huge screens all around the camp. The family members will see, as well as, you know, over 2,000 journalists that are here.
And how have the miners been preparing these past few weeks underground for this big moment of reemerging above the ground for the first time in more than 2 months?
The preparation they've been going through is obviously both physical and mental. They've been working out. Some of them have been running up to a mile in these underground tunnels that they have access to, eating really well. And then also there's just a huge psychological component. You know, it's going to be a very drastic change for people. And they've had physicians and psychologists coaching them through that. And I think it's just, a constant preparing themselves mentally to be re-entering the world again, to be, above ground.
And to be reunited with their families. I understand there are lots of family members gathered there awaiting the big moment. What are you hearing from them?
People are thrilled. I think they're all a little bit almost shocked that this is happening. People, are walking around the camp right now. It's just very, very alive. It almost... The camp has been full of people the whole time, but at different points, the energy has, been kind of anxious and fretting. And right now, there is anxiety, but it's, it's an enthusiastic kind of electric anxiety where people are just really looking forward to seeing their family members again. You have people walking around that have very clearly, put on a nice outfit, gotten themselves together, are with their whole family, and they're just really looking forward to this. It's a very festive event for them.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's reporter Annie Murphy talking to us about the big moment coming up, hopefully later tonight, at the San Jose mine site in northern Chile.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.